Okay, gentlemen. Today we have a very special opportunity. I'm just going to read you two or three lines of the Gemara, and then we're going to take off. There's a lot of amazing things that come up, and we couldn't do everything. But today we're going to learn one of my favorite Torahs. So I should feel good about it. Here we go. So, Gemara writes in Menachas and Mem Gilma Beis. I'll read it nice and slow. Find it. Here we go. Rabbi Meir Omer. Tanya. Hi, Rabbi Meir Omer. Chayav Adam. No. Here, back one. Yeah. Oh, Chayav Adam Levare Meir Brachos B'chol Yom. There's a chiyuv to make 100 brachos every day. Shneimar Va'ata Yisrael. It's just one line, so you know where the Josh. Keep coming along with me. Shneimar Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Lokecha Shol Meima. So there's a chiyuv to make 100 brachos every day. As it says in the pasuk, and we'll read the whole pasuk out loud. Va'ati Yisrael, now the Jewish people. Mo Hashem Elokecha Shol Meima. What does Hashem ask from you? Ki im liyira es Hashem Elokecha, to fear Him. Leleches bechol derachav, to do everything He asks you to do and follow His ways. Le'ahava so, to love Him. Ve'lavod es Hashem Elokecha bechol levav v'chol nafsh. All Hashem asks from you is to be everything. Love Him, fear Him, do every mitzvah, kavim exactly. How do you know? So al tikri ma, don't say ma. Ella meya. 100. What do you guys think about that line? What do you say? Interesting? Also, a good part, Rabbeinu Tam explains that there's 100 letters in that puzzle. 100 brachos, 100 letters, and but
in that
one, yeah. What do you guys have to ask about that? About that 2 hours of Gemara. I mean, basic questions. Nope. The thinking caps off. The morning is too early. Put them on.
It's not really clear how he gets mayo.
Excellent. Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Good, what else? It's too obvious, come on.
The puzzle doesn't make much sense.
Okay, why not?
I have to have a good story. That we're not necessarily in the same amount of deals every day. Not necessarily.
Yeah, you could be high
to different more days. Different days are different. More. Like, how can you say you're 500 days?
Wait.
You don't know.
What?
Interesting. So why isn't it relative, you're saying? Based on every day, subjective. Okay, interesting question. Why strictly 100, Ezra?
In the whole course of the year, it's just like kind of ironic.
Yeah, it's like,
and then it's like a list of 1,000 things.
It's like your brother says, like, all I'm asking for you is to do everything. Clean up your room. Make
it's just like ironic, so it makes sense.
It doesn't make sense in the puzzle.
Getting mail. Like, it just, you know.
So what does it mean?
It's weird.
A weird puzzle.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Mail is not such a
puzzle. Right.
The puzzle doesn't connect to the first statement.
What do you mean?
The puzzle says, what is from basketball, and he gives the list. That doesn't equal 100 brachos. I don't think that, like
no, says, but we're saying al tikri ma ela meya.
Even that doesn't make it. It's not. I think it's a little bit of a stretch. I don't think it makes sure, like, the only thing that sticks. Because there's a ma, it means meya.
Okay.
Like,
meaning, where does that come from? So, excellent. You guys ask a lot of good questions. Alright? And then the Gemara continues that Rumchia Breder of Avya Bishabas of Yom Matavi Tarach Romalile Isparmiki Umagdi. Rashi explains that he would make brachos and besamim during Shabbos Yantiv, because, like you're saying, you ever seen Sfardim walk around with like
fast
days because you make less brachos, and on Shabbos also they're doing besamim the whole time.
You're saying that you have to try to make brachos?
Yes. And no matter what you do during the day, you need to get 100. Okay?
So if I'm at 99 and I realize I'm about to go to sleep, I should quickly eat an apple.
Yeah, I mean that's what it's saying. There's a specific key of not just to make brachos in general, but to daf can make 100 brachos. So we can count it up. We're going to talk about the Indian a little bit. Here we go. So you ever heard of Avram Shor? Yeah, what do you know about him? Where does he live? Avram Shor is currently alive. He lives in Brooklyn. Wow. And he is one of the more fiery rabbis out there right now. He's mamish esh lahava against iPhones. I have a friend who went to go buy him for Lag BaOmer. And in the middle of the dancing Lag BaOmer, he stops everything and he says, right now, if you have an iPhone, throw it into the fire.
I don't know where.
And he's like, we're not continuing until you throw it into the fire.
Wait, that's really dumb.
Did your friend have an iPhone on him?
He did not. No one threw it in, I don't think. Or maybe some people did. But like, he like paused it for like 10 minutes. He's like, we're dancing on, this way, in the middle of Ana Avda de Kutcha Brifa. And he's like, if you call yourself an Eved Hashem, throw it in. Like, he screamed it. So it's okay, we don't necessarily agree. I have an iPhone. Okay, fine. But he also, like, he's mamish, one of the most intense rabbis currently out there. Rav Avram Shor. He is very interesting also because he's half Hasidish, half Litvish. Like, he learned in both yeshivas when he was growing up. He learned in, when he was learning in the Livish yeshivas, he would respond, like, he got in trouble for voicing his opinion. Like, you guys don't care about Hashem. He would yell that, and then he'd get kicked out. And then he would go to Yechzish. He was like, you guys don't care about Torah. And then he would get... So, he's a funny mix. It's a funny mix right now. But he's very, very well respected. Big time Chacham. And he has some of the prettiest Sfarim. I'm going to show you. Yeah, these are what his Sfarim look like. Extremely pretty, right? Very beautiful. So this is in his Sefer on El. Check this out. Okay. Bishabis lifnei El, Korin Parshas Hayura. So I know it's from the El Sefer, but don't get too nervous. It's okay to learn about El sometimes. It's not really about El. Bishabis lifnei El, Korin Parshas Hayura. And the Shabbos for El, we read the Parsha of Yira, like we just said, Ma Hashem Lokecha Shol Mimach. And the Gemara says, Ma Merame Zal Mem Heyamim Mirosh Chodesh El Ad Rosh Arishon Cheshvan Avonos on what's Tesvav Tishrei? Sugis. So the word Ma is referring to this 45-day period of Tshuva. Fine, of Yira. Shu Yom Derishon Shel Sugis. Sha'az Boim Lebchina Shel Ahava, so when we become in love with Hashem, Ava Be'el, we're in Av. What comes after Av? El. It hits fast. It hits very fast. Isa be Gemara Menachos, our Gemara. Al tikri ma elameya. Don't read ma elameya. Because of Ashla Kadosh. Ki kol makom sha'amru Chazal. Al tikri. Anytime that Chazal, the Gemara and the Chazal, the Chachamim say, don't read it this way, read it that way. It means they had a kasha on the pasuk. Meaning we could read it the regular way, but there's a problem reading it the regular way. We have to change it. Alkein shinav armu altikim. He says, okay, read it this way. Vikan, in this example, yish lomar shaya kasha lechazal, teich efshe lomar al ha'avod de kasha, lehasig yira shemayim, lashon ma. Like we asked that question. How could it be you're just going to say, what does Hashem want for you? Just do this. Like, they had the shlorite, the chazal had a problem with this pasuk. Kilu dover kal is something very easy. Shema b'kach, you just do it. Therefore, the Gemara asks, like, is yira something small? V'zeach l'drush loshen meya. So we're changing ma to meya. You have to make 100 brachos a day. But the question is now, how does it fix it? You change ma to meya, and now it's a hard thing to still hard to read. But like, now what? Shkaya. Shalom aleichem. It doesn't make it that much easier. Now that, I mean, this Torah right here is very, very important. Like, focus very much, open up, and let it in. Because this can change the way you make a bracha the rest of your life. L'havin inyan ha-bracha, l'midas ha-yira, to understand what brachos are when it comes to the yira, hinei kasav ha-rama, the Rama writes, she'yizkor kol ha-yom shivisi Hashem le-negdi. Tell me, what shalach is it in? The first one. That's how he starts. Remember that Hashem is in front of you always. How are you able to do this? How can you just see Hashem in front of you always? Where do you see this pasuk all the time?
Twitter.
Nope. Yeah, it's in every single shul. Like where the chazan usually davens from, it almost always says on the thing. It's very, very common. Meaning, if it's on the thing, and the chazan for the whole tzibor is in shul davening, and you have to still say, remember, you're in front of Hashem, It shows you how hard it is. How are you supposed to do it?
I'm a first generation Twitter.
So look at this. The underline, the perfect underline for you. This, no, this was the underline card for sure. This is many years ago, before I stopped, and you can probably pencil. Vinirisha Eitza Ze Al Yidea Bracha Shemavarech Al Kol Davar. And the eights of how you're able to see Hashem in front of you always, how you're supposed to have Yira. Lizkor Tamid Esakadish Baruch Hu Bechol Peula Sheosa. Is a bracha, exactly. Every time you make a bracha, you're remembering Hashem. Through this, you're able to mekayim shvisi Hashem the negdi tamid. Halachin b'zeh shemavarech tamid esakadosh baruch hu v'zocher tamid shakol hu may also yizbar shmo harayu bal yira. You make a bracha before you eat an apple, Hashem. You make a bracha before you go after you go to the bathroom. I'm remembering Hashem. You make a bracha when you're davening. I'm remembering it 3 times a day. Tons of brachos. Brachos, brachos, brachos. You smell, you look something beautiful, you smell, there's a thunderstorm, bracha. Kol hayom brachos. Every day you say bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, the king of the world. And through that, you have Yira. I once learned this Torah with, she is now post Shana Aleph. It was a girl, and Jolt. And she was telling me how davening is very hard for her. And I said, like, do you feel like what's hard for you about davening? And she said, I don't feel like I'm talking to anybody. So I told her, her name is Badia. I responded, Badia, like, listen, if you don't treat Hashem like he's real, it's not going to feel to you like he's real. So instead of just, let's learn the words of davening, that's not the first thing to do. Let's learn to, get in touch with Hashem a little more. So I told her, I said, there's a mitzvah to make 100 brachos a day. And the point of the mitzvah of making 100 brachos a day is to think of Hashem 100 times every day. So I said, what do you do 100 times in a day that we can work on that'll help you remember Hashem 100 times a day? So you know you have to speak to boys and girls different, right? So I thought about it and I was like, how many times a day do you touch your hair? You know, girls are always doing this. I was like, flixing and flopping. And I don't know why. But she's like a lot, like every 5 minutes. So I said, every time you touch your hair, say, hey Hashem. And she did it. And she's like, it actually made a big difference. And that's what a bracha, I mean, we don't flip our hair, so we do a lot of stuff that require brachas. Every time you make a bracha every single day, that's, you have to actually think about Hashem. Otherwise, it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Brachos equal, you're a Shemayim when they're done right. But now he's going to come back. Look at this. This is very cool. Tchilas Torah Shabbat Peh, Mitzvahs Kriya Shema, where we're here. Second, first column, second half of the page. Torah Shabbat Peh begins in the midst of Kriya Shema. Right? What's the first Masechta called? Brachos. What does Brachos start with? Kriya Shema. What is Kriya Shema about? Ol Machos Shemayim. Not a coincidence. Right? Brachos. The first thing. Reish Yischach. Mayoras Hashem. Before you can learn any Torah Shabbat Peh, what has to come first? Yiras Shemayim. How does Yiras Shemayim come? Brachos. What's brachos? Kabbalah Malchus Shema. So it starts with Shema. It starts with Shema, the first sugya. Avam Masechta is called brachos. And look what he says. Yish Lomo, the fourth line. Mizesh Ramzu Chazal Ki Yisod HaTorah Kabbalah Malchus Shema Mishlei Musa. Which means that making a bracha the right way is the fundamental beginning of all of Torah. It's not just we do brachos. It's how you. It's the foundation of everything. But Derech LaHazik Malchus Shema is via brachos. And as Rav Tzadok writes, that a bracha is connected to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, fine. Okay. Now look down. V'hashta, you see it? V'hashta. V'hashta yuvan shapir shehaya kasha l'chazal hech nikar yir shemayim b'loshan ma. Now we can understand why it is that when Chazal were reading this pasuk of Ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Rotzei Imach, except for be perfect, meaning just be amazing. That's what the pasuk says in Dvar. Hashem says, listen, I want you to be not a big deal, just be perfect. So Chazal can't have a problem with that. And what did they fix when they changed it to Meya? Now you get it, right? Because how? Oh my gosh, it's so easy to just be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim and love Hashem and fear Hashem. The answer is, what's the answer? Don't read it Ma. Read it, Meir. When you make 100 brachos a day, then it's easy. Then it's okay, Ma, not a big deal. Because every 5 minutes I'm thinking about Hashem. And if every 5 minutes I'm thinking about Hashem, then you can actually read the Pasuk. Okay, my Hashem, what is Hashem offering? It's not a big deal. Like, do what Hashem wants. Why? I'm thinking about Him all day. When you make a bracha the right way, you now see what Chazal fixed. When our Gemara, they said make 100 brachas a day, that's the key to everything. So, as we're learning, right? Brachos brings you to Yira, but it has to be a Kavana. Right? It has to be a Kavana. I didn't photocopy the whole thing.
We have the case that you're walking past the
but Rav Shor extends this a little further. He says it's not just you have to be careful to make 100 brachos a day, but be careful that the brachos you make are real. Right? When you're making a bracha, make sure you're making that bracha before you do anything. When you switch rooms, you have to make another bracha, right? You guys are learning all about the brachas here. Make sure you make the right bracha. Be careful with the brachas. And don't eat it like an animal, like walking. Eat it with chavana. When you make a bracha, stop. Make careful to make every bracha chrona. To eat quickly enough. And then hopefully we'll get a little bit of yira. And that is the secret of mei brachos, the choya. Okay, so is the mahalach clear? Chiyuv mei brachos is the core of the Torah. It's two lines in the middle of Maseches Brachos, but it's huge. And now, what we just said is that Makor is here. What does Yira mean?
Awe.
What does awe mean? Fear. What else does Yira mean?
Appear.
Do you want synonyms of the word fear?
No. What else could Yira mean?
Appearance.
Is fear the only way to see? Or to be aware? Yiras Shemayim? That's... I don't know. But Yira means awareness also. Yiras Hashem, which means like you're saying, like seeing Hashem, like being aware of Hashem. And where was the place where Hashem was most apparent ever?
B'nei
Samikdash. Right? There was no place in the world where it was more clear that Hashem is here. Right? That's not, I mean, that was a momentary thing, it didn't last. And that was one time he came, it wasn't like his home. But you're right, it was, some say that the Mikdash is an extension of our Sina, but it moved. The Mikdash, you know, the Gemara says there were 10 miracles every day that happened in the base of the Mikdash. Like, you go to the Mikdash, and you cannot help but be filled with Yiras Shemayim. That was what it was. It was so much, it was like pumping with Yiras Shemayim. Everyone's there, what's everybody doing? The Avoda, Avoda Hashem, like everyone's fired up. No one's wasting time, no one's talking about sport. Everyone is focused on Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. There's so much Yiras Shemayim in that place. And when you go to the Mikdash, you leave inspired, you leave fired up. I mean, the same way you make 100 brachos in a day, and you have three intense tkufos of tefillah throughout your day, which like get you to the rest of the day, like Shacharis, I'm fired up, a lot of brachos just now. Now Mincha, a lot of brachos. Marv, a lot of brachos. Each one gets you to the next. And the same way the Shalosh Regalim, each regel filled you up with so much Yiras Shemayim. I can make it to the next one. Now. I'm packed in, and it's time. Okay, I'm going to go again. More and more and more Yira. And when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it became much more difficult. Right? That's part of what Tishrei is about. Is the loss of Yiras Shemayim. Is that for us? It's like confusing. It's hard. How do you just get Yira? You open up a safe or not? Now Yiras Shemayim. Like, imagine if you could actually see Hashem, like, He was right there. Not actually, but, like, that was us. Came over. Like, oh, it's so hard to, like, trust in Hashem, like, He was, like, right there, you could just go. It's miracles right there in front of your face. And as you know, like, tonight is Tisha B'Av, but really, Sunday is Tish, like, whatever, Yod Av. And the month we're in is called Menachem Av. Menachem Av means like an Av that needs consoling. But I heard a very interesting part that you can also understand. Menachem Av means like Menachem Av. You have to console Av, Father. Because the hardest thing for Hashem was to destroy the Beis Hamikdash because He didn't want to leave us. But we sort of made Him. We were too bad and we forced His hand. The same way a father never wants to kick his son out of his house. But if he's too bad, you have to kick him out. That's what happened to us. Hashem didn't want to kick us out. And every time we get to Tisha B'Av, it's the anniversary of Him throwing us out. And it pains Him even more than it pains us. And on Tisha B'Av, we have to be Menachem Him. We have to show Him we're dying to come back. We're dying to come back. that's on a fast day, which, you know, fast days, they have tshuva and tefillah. So we have to daven for Yerushalayim on Tisha B'Av, because Yerushalayim is what the Beis Hamikdash is about, connecting Hashem, being aware of Hashem. And also, we have to do tshuva. And what's the perfect thing to do tshuva on? Why not? We didn't make brachos. Right? On Tisha B'Av, you make less brachos, like you were saying, right? You make less brachos. It's a good time of Havdalah, taking a step back. When I motzei Tisha B'Av, when everyone's freaking out over each other to get like an omelet with cheese in it and a bagel, deep breath, make a gevald hamotzi. If you make a nice hamotzi, you're Mekayim. You did a good job.
I saw a tweet this morning about all of the cities. The first thing after Tisha B'Av was that he would learn. He was learning so much.
He's learning.
Oh. It's beautiful.
So nice. They're making cheese omelets?
I haven't had them last time. But don't just run and like wolf it down. But tshuva, meaning you're davening Yerushalayim and then do something. Accept upon yourself. And don't just do it like l'shem whatever. Do it l'shem. I'm trying to bring Mashiach. How? By personally getting more Yerushalayim. When Klal Yisrael individually sets more Yerushalayim, then Mashiach comes. And it's the same thing. Gula is everybody like totally aware of Hashem. So one at a time, we're all just more and more aware of Hashem. That's how you fix Tisha B'Av. So let's be Mekayim, the tshuva and the tefillah of Tisha B'Av. It's daven for Yerushalayim, daven for Beis Hamikdash, and accept upon ourselves, mea brachos. Whether it's actually making 100 brachos, it's not so easy to make sure you make 100, but make sure you do it the right way. Make sure you're making a real bracha. Just calm down for a second. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Let's recognize Hashem, the King of the World. Tiffin Hashem's day. Tiffin life. Tiffin life. Right. Any questions? Okay, that's what we have for today. Do you want to count out the brachas now? Just see how we get it?
Look, it's already
19 times
38, and then 38 times 3. No, 38 times
2
and then
another. So 19. 19
times 3.
Times 3 is, what, 57?
And more approximately shots.
Does that count?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
I heard, yeah.
So, no, it doesn't. Then you already get 100.
That's why I said
it. No. You cannot count for that. No, you can't count for that as a shot.
It's a shachar.
Right, but shachar is what, 15, 10?
16? 16, because then you save. Then you do.
Yeah, Torah. You have all.
Berachas Torah is 3.
Yeah, Berachas Torah.
The Asher Yatzar is Yatzar Dayim.
76. Let's say 5 Asher Yatzar throughout the day.
And, it's Dayim in the morning.
81. And before 82. Meals.
Yeah.
Well, let's do meals last.
And then you also have the Berachas Torah like those.
Yeah, Berachas Kriyas Shema. 7 Kriyas Shema.
So that's 7.
Yeah, 7. No, 7 during the day and
2.
How many Berachas are there?
No, 3. It's 4. It's 4 Amarav.
Yeah.
82 plus 7 is 89, 93.
Eating,
close.
Eating and drinking.
You have to get close, 7.
I heard that for Zerush Shas count.
And benching, you count every single rock. Like, it's benching water, is it all?
Yeah, but you don't usually bench when you're home every day.
I bench all three meals.
I make 7 tacos in the morning,
then you have like a.
How much is that?
You have grilled cheese.
So you're at 93 just by living.
Yeah.
Census.
Tzitzis, 94. Tzvillin, that's 96. Okay, great. Wow.
Yeah, if you're off.
So then you have Shabbos, though, so instead of 19, it's like 7.
And you take out the tefillin.
And you lose tefillin, tzitzis. But definitely to be a Zohir and mitzvah tzitzis.
I'm also Mitzvah, it rains every day, so you have thunder lightning.
It's true, by the way.
Yeah, then you're good. And then. There's no rainbows, though, yeah.
So I don't think you have to worry about
it. I'm sorry, rainbow ones.
I'm sorry.
I'm on my way to...